And again, we stand. You know, we're just standing for the gospel, a very important part of our Bible. And then as we gather together with that love and reception of God in our prayers to Him. And so on a daily, on a weekend Mass at this point, or a holy day, we would first then go from the readings to the gospel, into the homily, and offer the creed. The creed that we believe, the Nicene Creed. And that is what we believe in our history, and we believe for that. And obviously it's not a Sunday Mass, so we will not have the creed today, but then we'll have the intercessions. And those are our prayer for the church, the world, the sick, the deceased, in that order. So we always start with our prayers, usually for Pope Francis, Bishop Paul Serbo, bishops, leaders in our church. Then we go to our world to pray for them and our leaders. Then our churches ourselves, our families. Then you can really get into those that are sick or hungry or kids at school. And the last, we always pray for those who have died. And typically on those, I'll ask you to take a moment in your heart, and I'll say it again, of the prayers you bring in your own hearts this evening. So this evening, as we gather together on this day in Lent, we offer our prayers to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray for our shepherds, for Pope Francis, Bishop Paul Serbo, that we may continue to follow their leadership in the Catholic Church. We pray to the Lord.
Lord,
can we say, Lord, hear our prayer, because we're asking us our prayers that He prays for us. We pray for our church. We pray for this gathering as Mass tonight to learn deeper into our belief in this sacrament of Jesus' body and blood, as we are brothers and sisters, to listen to your word and to receive your body and blood. We pray to the Lord.
Amen.
We pray for our parishes, St. Thomas Aquinas and St. Columban, as well as our brothers and sisters in our diocese, in our country, and around the world, and especially in a special way to serve those who are hungry. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those in difficult situations, for mental illness, addictions, that they may know the good gifts of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who have died, or for those who may die today, that they may be welcomed to heaven. We pray to the Lord. We take a moment to offer the prayers in our own hearts that we bring to the altar this evening. For these we pray to the Lord. We pray for Tom Valentine, for this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Amen.
And together we continue to pray for vocations. This was a gift from us from Bishop Dennis, our last bishop, that we continue to do so, that we may grow in our diocese with holy marriages, religious life, our priests and deacons, especially in our diocese and in our churches. So together, Almighty Father, we beg you for an increase in religious vocations and holy marriages in our diocese. Help us to be generous in our response to your call. Choose from our homes those who are needed for your work, and strengthen us with the courage to say yes and to follow you. Help us as a diocese, as a parish, as families, to encourage and foster vocations to the priesthood, permanent diaconate, and consecrated life. We commend our prayers to our patroness, Mary, Queen of the Rosary, and ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.